Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Officially, we're talking about myocardial infarction with non-obstructive coronary arteries. Let's just shorten that to MANOCA and figure out what it's all about. The chair of the Department of Internal Medicine at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso is Dr. Debabrata Mukherjee, and he joins us to discuss what does it mean and why does it primarily affect women?
So several questions. MANOCA is an acronym for myocardial infarction with non-obstructive coronary arteries. So that's a medical term. What does it mean in simple terms? It's basically a heart attack where you do not find blockages in the blood vessels to the heart, but that affects the blood flow to the heart. So heart attack without significant blockages in the heart blood vessels is MANOCA. Now, you asked, why does it affect women more commonly? And the straightforward answer is we don't know.
Oh, okay.
It is being researched. One of the explanations is that the cause of MANOCA typically are conditions that are more common in women. And what are these conditions? Some of these are most heart attacks in both men and women, not just in men, but most heart attacks are caused by what we call a plaque rupture, which essentially this is a tiny pimple inside a blood vessel that ruptures, releases all this grumous cholesterol material, forms a clot or obstruction, affecting blood flow. That's how most heart attacks happen in men and women. But a condition called plaque erosion is more common in women, where instead of the plaque or this kind of cholesterol-filled bleb rupturing, it kind of erodes. And you can still form a clot, but it is typically non-obstructive or it doesn't completely block the blood vessel. Other conditions that cause MANOCA, like coronary artery spasm, coronary artery dissection, the acronym for that is SCAD, spontaneous coronary artery dissection, embolism. Some of these things that are more common in women than men. So that's why MANOCA is about 5 times more common in women compared to men. MANOCA is right. It's also more common in non-whites compared to whites. Regarding women, we don't know if it is, some of it is hormonal milieu, some of it is genetic. There's a lot of research going on to understand that, because we feel that if we can understand the pathophysiology better, we can treat it better.
How do you know it's a heart attack? What's going on in the body that lets you know it's a heart attack? I've heard all kinds of things about pain down the arm, shortness of breath, sweaty forehead. What do you tell us?
It's a number of things. So anytime somebody has chest pain, and chest pain is more than just pain in the chest, which means it could be heaviness, okay. It could be tightness, it could be discomfort in the neck, in the jaw, sometimes in the upper abdomen. This can all be symptoms of a heart attack. Now, in the right milieu, somebody with multiple risk factors, chest tightness, should make us worry about a heart attack. In general, usually pain due to a heart attack is in the center of the chest. It is more discomfort, squeezing, tightness. It can radiate down the left arm. People may feel diaphoretic or sweaty. People may feel short of breath. But individuals may present in different ways, in unusual symptoms. Women, elderly folks, diabetics may present with other symptoms, for example, shortness of breath, passing out, what we call syncope, could be abdominal pain. So in the right setting, any of this can mean a heart attack. What we typically suggest, if somebody is having chest discomfort, not to ignore it and get it checked out. It can be, you know, if it's stable chest pain, they can go to their urgent care or outpatient. But if it is acute chest pain, they need to go to an emergency room and get checked out. Now, most of the time, it's not the heart, but it is important that somebody gets checked out, because a 5 or 10% is the heart, it can be life-threatening.
I know you can't diagnose me during an interview, but at what point is it just, oh, a little in discomfort, as opposed to, oh, I better go to urgent care, as opposed to, oh, I better go to the ER?
I mean, these are subjective gray areas. Okay. In general, the safest way to get checked out is in an emergency room. But say somebody is having chest discomfort after this, maybe got some trauma or got hit in the chest, less likely to be the heart. They may go to their primary care and get checked out. Somebody who gets mild chest pain on walking, but otherwise no rest pain, may go to an urgent care. Certainly anybody who is having rest pain that is maybe if they have sublingual nitro or nitro spray and they have used it, particularly sublingual nitroglycerin, 3 pills every 5 minutes apart, pain hasn't gone away. If they're feeling dizzy, if they're feeling weak, if they're feeling like they're going to pass out, they need to call 911, not drive themselves to the emergency room, because they may actually pass out or may have sudden cardiac death in the car, but in the ambulance or the emergency medical system, folks can give them adequate therapy, can start IV, can give them oxygen. But anybody with rest pain that is unrelieved, lasting for more than 10, 15 minutes, they're getting sweaty, they're getting short of breath, they need to call 911 and get themselves to an emergency room.
In the world of internal medicine, what are some of the research progressions that you're seeing happen in terms of treating and, for that matter, preventing heart attacks and heart disease?
I think I'll start with modifying the risk factors. Okay. We have much more effective medication. What are the biggies for the risk factors for heart attacks? So first thing is cholesterol. Bad cholesterol, LDL. We have more effective medications today. We have statins that work very well. We have injectable medications like PCSK9, which really can get your cholesterol down 60-70%. We have some newer oral medication like bempedoic acid, which are also very effective. So cholesterol lowering is much more effective today than I would say it was even 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
The second big risk factor is diabetes. And one of the things that has changed in the U.S. over the last 20 years, obesity, overweightness is increasing. And anywhere from 40-50% of the population is obese. And in those individuals, diabetes is a risk factor. We certainly have effective medications, but lifestyle intervention, regular walking, exercise, eating right can also help with diabetes. So two major risk factors, cholesterol and diabetes, we have more effective regimens. Smoking remains an issue. We have made some inroads into smoking cessation. It's not gone away. Mm. It's one of the major risk factors, particularly in younger individuals below the age of 45 years, where they have a heart attack. Usually they are smokers. So if we can cut down on smoking, including e-cigarettes, which has nicotine or other forms of tobacco, and then healthy lifestyle, you know, we probably don't appreciate as much. Just walking 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, probably cuts our risk of having a heart attack by 15-20%. Eating right, and that doesn't mean eating just, you know, grains and seeds and vegetables, but a judicious diet. Choose whole grains or dark grains or brown grains over white bread. So you choose a wheat bread instead of a white bread. Choose white meat, so turkey, chicken, rather than pork or beef or red meat. It doesn't mean that we can't enjoy an occasional burger or a sausage, but in general, regular foods, eat a lot of green leafy vegetables, eat a lot of fruits. All of these add. One of the other risk factors we are finding out is lack of sleep. Life is very hectic today than it was maybe 20, 30 years ago. And lack of sleep is also a risk factor. So getting adequate rest, regular exercise, eating judiciously good diet, making sure you know your blood pressure, making sure you know your cholesterol, making sure you check for diabetes, because we do have effective medications for all of this condition, will reduce the risk of heart attack. For treatment, we also have effective therapies now. We have strong blood thinners that prevent clots from forming. We also have this effective cholesterol medication that will prevent plaque from progressing or building up. We have effective medications to improve the function of the heart. So we do have effective therapies, but again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I would suggest regular walking, eating a judicious diet. Again, you know, people, everybody can enjoy an occasional burger, an occasional fried food, but making sure you incorporate in your diet vegetables, fruits, whole grains, incorporate in your diet more turkey, chicken, fish. Fish is very good.
Yes.
The omega-3 fatty acids in natural fish and is very healthy and will help reduce cholesterol, will help reduce the chance of plaque buildup.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.